I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Kane's neighborhood schools and groceries. The wooden schoolhouses that once dotted Kane's landscape and the numerous corner grocery stores that served the community existed concurrently over a roughly 100-year span. In the days before school buses were in common use, grammar students walked each day to Clay Street, Welsh Street, Central, Erickson, St. Callistus, West Side, James City, Ludlow, and Mount Jewett schools. The clapboard buildings, such as the schoolhouse at West Side, were drafty and cold in the winter. After World War II, when most families had one car, which the father usually drove to work, being able to walk to and from school was vital. Walking to school was the standard for kids in small-town America. Families also depended on having convenient and walkable access to neighborhood grocery stores. In those days, daily trips to the market were often necessary, as smaller and less efficient iceboxes limited food storage capacity. The one car per family dynamic also meant that daytime shopping was often accomplished on foot. Regardless of where you lived in the borough limits of Kane, there was a neighborhood market that was less than 4 or 5 blocks away. The West Side Market, Maselli's Grocery, South Side Market, Vince Parati's, Austin's, Benini Brothers, and Bloomquist's were but a few. Some local markets endured until the end of the 20th century, although most gave way when the supermarkets like the Quality, A&P, and the Market Basket stayed open into the evening hours when the lady of the home had access to the family car. Customers realized how much easier it was to make one weekly trip to the store instead of going daily. Improved refrigerators and freezers in the home also spelled trouble for the corner grocery. As early as the 1950s, local school administrators knew the cost of maintaining a slew of aging neighborhood school buildings would eventually lead to consolidation and require busing of students. The school district took the first step in September of 1958 when the new junior high school opened in a former section of Southover Park. About 450 7th, 8th, and 9th graders attended, easing the load on the aging neighborhood schools that were formerly K through 8, and on the Kane High building where 9th graders were formerly enrolled. In 1970, the new Chestnut Street Elementary opened and combined all area grade schools with the exception of Clay Street and Mount Jewett, which were consolidated over time, ending the era of the neighborhood schoolhouse altogether. The sparkling new elementary school was built on the site of the former Kane High School after completion of the new high school on Hemlock Avenue. The 1936 addition of the library and gymnasium were incorporated into the new Chestnut Street building. In 2010, all area students K through 8 began attending the newly consolidated facilities at the middle school site. The once indispensable neighborhood schools have gone the way of the dinosaur. Most kids today don't know the feeling of walking to school, and even walking home for lunch. The neighborhood grocer, too, is but a vestige of the past in small-town USA. The food we consume today is likely a bit less fresh, and our kids might even be a little less fit for not walking those few thousand extra steps per day to school. Regardless, I would not trade my memories of growing up in Kane and walking to school and stopping off to buy penny candy on the way home. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.